Let's see. It is 7:51, and Senator Mike McLaughlin is on the line, and he is with me quite often. And when he's with me, he always has a story that is, should be told, and sometimes isn't told. And, Senator, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thanks for having me, and I always appreciate you shining light on these crazy stories coming out of University of Connecticut.
Well, I'm not picking on them, but I don't know why they're not being told, and when I get a hold of you, we can tell the story. And this story is ridiculous.
So it certainly is. We have a UConn professor of the business school. Actually, he was senior management, and he and his administrative assistant were traveling all over the world, apparently, on the taxpayer's dime. And it was inappropriate travel, actually. I suppose it was okay for him to be there, but not his administrative assistant. Some $25,000 in extra hotel bills and so forth. What's crazy is this professor's earnings last year was $430,000. So he's already making a pile of money, and he's still got to beat the taxpayers out of expenses that were inappropriate.
Now, the reaction, as soon as the university found out, they went to work on it. But how does this happen? I mean, how can it go on and on and on and nobody knows about it?
Well, apparently they don't have checks and balances at the University of Connecticut. This professor approved the overtime compensatory time for his administrative assistant, which essentially doubled her salary in all intents and purposes. So he approved her salary, her expenses and increase in hours and so forth. And she approved his expense report for the travel, apparently. So each other, traveling together, were approving each other's additional costs and expenses.
And, Senator, I understand that they went to Dublin, Ireland. They made a trip there, South Korea, and several others.
Yeah, I would love to go to Dublin. I've never been to Ireland. It sounds like a wonderful place to visit.
But, again, when they found out about it at UConn, right away there was some action. But it makes somebody wonder, how often does this go on?
Well, there you have it. And that's why I talk about checks and balances. So University of Connecticut audit picked up on this after they got a hot tip from somebody. So somebody saw what was going on and got upset about it, apparently, and then reported it, and an audit began. So it was really apparently a whistleblower that brought this to the attention of senior management at the University of Connecticut.
Now, is this something that can be straightened out? Is it something that the board will look at quickly and often?
Well, I'm assuming that the next governor is probably going to make a lot of changes at the University of Connecticut. We already know that the current president, Susan Herbst, has announced that she's leaving. She's not actually leaving. She's going to take on a professorship role at the school in Stanford. But nevertheless, we're going to have new leadership at the top of the university. I assume that also means that we're going to have new membership of the University of Connecticut Board of Trustees. Those are gubernatorial appointees. And, you know, that's going to be a major management shakeup, which is necessary. Susan Herbst's realm and term in recent years has not gone well in a lot of ways. So although they like to shout from the treetops how well everything has gone in the way of management, obviously there are problems, and it's time for a change.
I've had people ask me, how does a university have so much clout and that they don't have to answer all these questions. I had a woman ask me that. That was, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And this is just what she said to me.
Well, I must say that I've scratched my head many times in my past 10 years at the legislature, wondering why, when I asked questions of the University of Connecticut, when I asked for transparency of the University of Connecticut Foundation, and I was pushed back really, really hard from leadership on both sides of the aisle. It was not just Democrat, Republican. It was leadership in the legislature that defends the University of Connecticut to no end. Thankfully, Senator Len Fasano has taken up the charge and has begun asking an awful lot of questions, and I'm very grateful for that. I think that the legislature needs to consider very sharply that the amount of money that goes to the University of Connecticut demands further oversight than it's currently getting, and hopefully that's going to happen under a new administration.
Well, Senator, I'll tell you something. Every time I hear anything, I call you, and I'm glad that you respond. I really, really am, because some will not respond, but you do.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, Brad, and keep up the good work. God bless you.
Okay, thank you, and you too. Okay. All right, coming up to 8 o'clock.